Okay, well, again, welcome to session one of Date Like a Grown-Up Boot Camp. I am Bobbi Palmer, the dating and relationship coach for women over 40 and founder of Date Like a Grown-Up. And I want to tell you that tonight is my 8-year wedding anniversary, which is really cool. Larry and I are going out for dinner tonight, but I'm really, really grateful that I can be kicking off my boot camp on this anniversary, because this gives me the opportunity to pass on what I've learned that made my life so full and so happy. 8 and a half years with this man. So thank you. Thank you for being here. Thank you for making the commitment to yourself to do this work. And thank you for allowing me to be your guide in this really incredibly important journey that you're on. I want to let you know that for now you're all muted. In just a few minutes, I'm going to give you the information about how you're going to participate and how we're going to talk to one another. But just for now, I've got everyone on mute. I wanted to just confirm, you know, you're all here because you know that finding the right man and falling in love has to start with dating, right? So for many of you, maybe even most of you, you probably wish you could just skip that dating part altogether, right? But you know that you can't. So unless you want to marry the pizza delivery dude, you have to go out in the world, maybe go online and meet men and have dates, and you probably have to have a lot of them. So I told you that Date Like a Grown-Up Bootcamp is all about helping you get out of first date hell and into relationship heaven, right? Well, the way you're going to do that is you're going to learn how to be a skilled dater, a skilled dater. So I know that might sound like I'm going to teach you how to be manipulative or artificial in some way, right? But what I'm going to teach you during this boot camp is far, far from that. During the program, you're going to learn how to date in a way that leads you to love. Right? That's why you're all here, is not to just go out and date and date and date and date, but really to do it as a means. Let's face it, let's be honest, you're doing it as a means to an end. So during this boot camp, you're going to learn essentially how to date like a grown-up. I have taught this to hundreds and hundreds of women who are now happily in love or enjoying dating, right? They're out there dating, knowing that they're on their way to meeting that one special man. They're skilled daters. And here's like kind of the fun part for me. I'm pretty sure that a lot of you are going to be somewhat shocked by what I'm going to teach you and what you actually need to become that skilled, happy dater who goes out on dates, gets second and third dates with nice men that you like, because that's what this is all about, right? Is getting, you know, just being able to have the opportunity to get to know good men, who you're attracted to, and have them feel the same way about you, right? So that's what this boot camp is all about, and I cannot wait. I can't wait to just pour all this information out to you. There's going to be a lot coming to you very quickly, but if you look at your participant guide, your support guide on page 2, here's what you're going to be able to do once you complete the boot camp. The idea of feeling safer, more relaxed, and more desirable when you date is a clear objective for me to help you do, because the way you're going to do that is I'm going to help you close the chapter on some misinformation, some old beliefs, some ideas that you may have that may be holding you back from being able to feel that way, right? From being able to feel safe and relaxed and feel like you're the woman that the man you want wants, because you are. when you finish boot camp, you're going to have greater compassion for and therefore better communication with all the men in your life, because you're going to learn so much about men, about grown-up men, that all of a sudden you're going to start realizing like, oh, he's just doing that because he's a man. How nice. This happens all the time with my private coaching clients. Things that bugged the crap out of them all of a sudden, that when they understand men and how men think and feel and how they date differently, they're like, they can sit back and go, oh, isn't that sweet? And you're going to know and love that special woman that you are. And I have woman in capitals, in capital letters. And that's a lot of what we're going to focus on tonight. You're going to stop wasting time on those like shiny guys, you know, those clever, tall, charming, funny guys that have that thing that you like. When you're done with boot camp, you are going to, those guys haven't worked for you or you wouldn't be here. So when you're done with boot camp, you're going to stop wasting time on those guys and you're going to start noticing all the really good men around you. When I say good man, that means man who can make you happy, man who can make you happy. Right? And you're going to know how to magnetize them. We're going to work tonight on how to do that in such a simple but incredibly powerful way. And every date should be positive. So a lot of what you're going to be able to do once you complete the boot camp has to do with your mindset, has to do with that mindset of knowing that you're going on a date and looking at it as an opportunity, looking at it as an opportunity. And if it's not the one, because most of them won't be, ladies, the fact of the matter is, most of the guys you meet, they're not going to be the one. And then all of a sudden, just like 8.5 years ago for me, he will be. He will be. So it's really about being able to enjoy the journey. Enjoy that journey. And part of the way you're going to do that is really getting my tips, and I'm going to give you scripts on managing all that kind of painful stuff, you know, those questions that they ask. Everything from, what do you like to do? Which for a lot of, I say us, because I still feel like I'm one of you in a lot of ways, that can be painful for some of us. Or why haven't you been married? Or what happened with your divorce? We're going to work on, not tonight, but we're going to work on the other boot camp sessions on how to answer those very questions so that you feel great and you're really honest and forthcoming, but you manage it in a way that you feel safe and that he gets the information he needs. So ultimately, this is about dating in a way that leads you directly to love. And it's like no more flailing away, right? No more repeating those patterns that you may be in, and those ones where like you're meeting men and you never meet anyone you like, or you're meeting some men but you never get those second dates. Or even some of you who are just hiding, you know? You're hiding. You're not dating anymore, and maybe there's a reason for that. So that's what we're going to be doing. And the best way that you can grab this opportunity, and I'm on page 3. I hope you all have your workbooks. I'm going to open up the phones, the call in just a minute, and you're going to share with me if you have any issues with the workbook. But it's really very much about showing up. This boot camp, you're going to spend 4 weeks with me, and they're not just the calls. You're going to be getting homework and practice exercises during the week between the calls. And so grabbing this opportunity is about showing up. It's about showing up with an open heart. It's about showing up with an open mind. It's about really embracing and loving those aha moments. Because sometimes aha moments are about kind of feeling dumb. So if I share something with you and you go, oh, my gosh, this happens to me all the time with clients. And when I was learning this, you go, are you kidding me? Like, why don't I know that? So that's an aha moment, something that you learn that is so new to you and seems so different, but it could really mean seem so simple. So embracing this opportunity is about, and this is the last bullet on that page, really being kind to yourself in those instances. Grab what you learn and don't kick yourself for what happened before. Just go, cool, I know that now. And doing your homework is really important. Doing the work during the week is practice. It's like with anything else in your life. Whatever you do for a living, I know you do it well. You got a lot of practice before you were able to do it well. So practice during the boot camp so we can talk about it. So that at the Q&A session, at the end, toward the end of the calls, you'll be able to say, yeah, I went in on this date and I tried this and I worked on that. And we can actually talk about what's happening in your life. Right? For real. So I'm not just giving you ideas and information, but I'm actually helping you apply it to your life. So do that practice with optimism and with a little courage, because some of the stuff I'm going to ask you to do could be a little scary. can be a little scary, can be a little uncomfortable. But I mean, but in order to really get everything you can out of this, you're going to go for it. You need to go for it. So the materials that you have, your resources page, and your support guide, I know you all have the link to your resources page. At the end of every call, those recordings will be, the recording or the replay of our session will be loaded on that resources page. And that'll be within 3 hours of when our call completes. So let's talk about how you'll participate. You're probably all dying to say something. I hope I do this right, because if I don't, I'm going to mess everything up. But here's what's happened. I am keeping you on mute during the sort of teaching portion of the boot camp sessions. But periodically during these, I'm definitely going to ask the questions, and I'm going to ask for some of you to actually participate live with me as I walk you through some of the exercises. Because people learn so much to just by listening to other women, right? They learn so much. So I want that opportunity for you. So here's how you participate. You hit *6 on your phone, *6 on your phone, and that raises your hand and tells me that you want to say something. So for those of you, if you have any questions right now about what we've talked about so far, if you have any logistical questions, if you just want to say a quick hi, then go ahead and hit *6 on your phone. I want to make sure that everything's working okay. Takes a minute to, okay, cool. Yay. Okay. Hey, Peggy.
Hi, honey. Congratulations. This is great. I'm so glad that I'm participating and getting some advice, because I've been like, as you said, hiding. So this is pressing me out of my shadows.
Yay. I'm dragging you out, right?
But not
kicking and screaming. Awesome.
No. I'm joking. I'm kicking and screaming, but I got to get it done. I just have to fix it.
Yay. Cool. Yeah. I'm so glad you're here.
Yeah.
Great. Thanks, hon. Anyone else have any questions? I want to make sure you all have your support guides. Excuse me, any problems with that? Okay. Okay, so this is how you're going to participate, again, during the live session. And I really encourage you to do that. I mean, we have limited time, but when you do participate, when you do have a question, I want to make sure that you do ask that question concisely and clearly. We love telling stories, don't we? But what I want to hear and the way I can help you the most is by having you ask me directly how I can help you. So the story, probably not needed. I just want to know how I can help you. And if there's any technology issues during our calls, sometimes there are, just hang up, call back on the conference line, and 99% of the time everything's really groovy and fine. And if you have any logistical questions, give Carolyn B. at Date Like a Grown Up an email. Okay? All right, so I'm not getting any more *6s. Write that down, ladies, or circle it in your book, *6 to participate. So I do want to hear from you, like Peggy. I loved hearing your voice, Peggy. And all right, so let's go ahead and look at *6. I want you to look at *6 on your in your support guide and tell me what you see. Just tell me what you see. Look at *6 and tell me what you see. And if you could *6, I'd love for you to do that. Let me know what you see. It's always very quiet at the beginning of our sessions. Believe me, you'll all be chatting away. Peggy? Okay, Peggy's got it. Hey, Peggy. So what do you see? Peggy?
No, I can't. Can you see me?
I can't see you, but I can hear you. What do you see on *6?
I can't see anything because I'm driving. I see the car in front of me.
Okay.
Yeah, so I just want to say, I can't say, if anyone can, like, paint a picture
Okay.
on that'd be great.
Great. Right. I've got somebody else, so hang on. We're going to... Okay, hi. You're unmuted. So tell me what you see on page 6.
I just see a black dot.
Black dot. Okay, cool. So that's probably what most of you are saying, right? And you're Bernadette, right?
No, this is Chris. Or Christine.
Oh, there you are. Oh, hey, Chris. Okay, good. Okay, hang on. I'm going to get Bernadette in here, see what she sees. Thanks for that. How about you, Bernadette? What do you see?
Okay. I see a dot in the center of a page with a lot of white space around it.
Interesting. Where are you calling from?
Australia, Melbourne.
Awesome. Australia, awesome. Okay, so you see the dot, but you also see the big page with the white space around it. Awesome. Great, thank you. Okay, so here's the deal, ladies. When I ask people what they see on this page, most people see that black dot. When I first did this exercise with somebody, that's what I saw. I saw that black dot. And notice, Bernadette saw the white page. Notice that the dot takes up less than 1% of this entire page, like a tiny, tiny piece of this entire page. And what's left is a whole lot of white space. A whole lot of white space. There's a lot more on this page than this black dot. So your life, especially as it relates to men, may be filled with a bunch of these black dots. These black dots are all around you. They come in all different forms. They come in, you know, the mistake you made that you still regret. Maybe the thing that you do as a habit every single day and without even giving it a thought. The painful experience that you had, you know, something really painful that you had with a man. Something that maybe happened to a friend that you felt so deeply about and are touched by. Your black dots may be truths that you've believed for decades and you've lived your life by those truths. We have lots and lots of black dots, especially as it relates to men. And unfortunately, these black dots, these things that we see, they seem to stick. They're like Velcro. They just seem to stick to us. They tend to occupy our thoughts. They tend to really dampen our emotions. And they tend to highly affect the way we behave and our actions as it relates to men. And it's often because these black dots are charged. They're charged with energy, and they're charged with probably a lot of times something that triggers you. And because of that, they can grow in size, right? So that little black dot that you kind of focus on and sticks like Velcro, the more you get triggered, the more that you experience that, it grows and it grows and it grows, and it ends up taking up a lot of space, right? So like a man that left you that, you know, you figure, oh, that's what men do. That's a pretty big black dot. You know, you're not getting asked out maybe on dates or second dates, and you're figuring there's something wrong with you. That's a big black dot. You know, the last guy, maybe the guy that you dated that you were really crazy about, and he turned out to be a real creep and liar. A huge black dot. Those are things that take up so much space. But you see, you forget about all that white space around you. You forget about all that white space. And the white space is what represents what's real. The white space is what represents what really goes on in our lives that you may not be focusing on because you've got this distraction with this, you know, growing entity. There's so many more feelings and events and opportunities in your life that can be really constructive and positive and make you so happy. But a lot of times they live in the white and you don't see the white. And it's especially true when it comes to dating and relationships with men. Unfortunately, we just tend to focus, a lot of us, on those damn black dots. And those are, you know, from triggers that happened 20, 30, 40 years ago, and they fill up your space. And they fill up your emotions, and the white space is just like gone. So, you know that I talk about your wall of I dare you, right? When you signed up for this course, I talked about your wall of I dare you. Your wall of I dare you can be just, is just that black dot, those black dots just growing and growing and growing and building that wall. And the wall could be emotions. It could be about lack of information. It could be, you know, beliefs that you have. It could be, like I said, all these things. And so in this course, I'm asking you to keep this in mind and focus on the white space and remember the white space. And that means there's no alternative to being sort of having that wall seem so, sort of like Peggy was talking about, like, I'm doing this kicking and screaming, but I have to do it. You know, feeling like that wall is like just splat in front of you and you can't get through it. You can get through it. You just have to focus on that white space, have an open mind, have an open heart, and remember your perspective. It's about perspective. Those black dots are small and really deserve an equivalent amount of energy and attention. And your ability to contain them makes a difference. You have a choice. So you have a choice for every session of this boot camp and every day thereafter. You can choose to let the black dots dominate your landscape, or you can pull your focus to the larger part of the canvas, to that white space, to those opportunities, to that reality. It's filled with new information. It's filled with new opportunities. It's filled with new life experiences and all good and great things that can happen to you. So I'm just asking you to choose that. Choose to be conscious. Choose to be aware of what you're really seeing. Not just that black dot that you've seen over and over and over every day for years and years and years, maybe decades and decades, but the white space that you're going to be living in for the next 4 weeks with me. That's what really matters. That's what really matters. And when you look at page 7, and you look at that really dorky picture that I created, I admit it, I did that. There's a window through that wall. And again, you may not feel the wall. You know, everyone, our walls are created by different dots, different reasons. They come from, you know, different perspectives. But putting that window through, knowing that there's that window, that's where we're going in the next 4 weeks. And I love this quote by Mark Twain. I'll read it for those of you who are driving. 20 years from now, you'll be more disappointed by the things you didn't do than the ones you did do. So throw off the bow lines, sail away from the safe harbor, explore, dream, discover. Explore, dream, discover. And that's what you're doing by saying yes to this work and yes to being with me. I love this. Okay. Remember I said there were some things you're going to be surprised by? That's what we're doing. We're starting on page 8 of your support guide. This is the opportunity for me, and some of you who've worked with me before, you've heard me say this, but I can't say this enough. The number one rule of dating to find love is that it's all about you, and you need to be in a me-first mentality. Me-first is a successful dater's approach. That's how you date to find love. It's putting yourself first. Putting yourself first is the number one rule. Number one rule. And that's for boot camp. That's for when you meet men. That's really for everywhere in your life. You need to know that your happiness comes first. And I'm going to show you how thinking about you first will not only make you happier, it's actually going to attract better quality men. Every one of you has gone out on a date, I'm sure of this, with a guy, a nice guy, a good guy, a guy that was maybe potential. And because you were so focused on him, he never called you again. He had no interest in seeing you again. Maybe you had a good time. Maybe you enjoyed yourself. But he's not coming back for more. So this is what the rest of this session is going to be about tonight, is helping you learn how to focus on yourself. I just love that part. So, you know, start with who you're trying to attract. Let's start with who you're trying to attract, because really that's the first rule of this selfishness, is thinking about, okay, what do I want? What's going to make me happy? And I know for every one of you, you're looking for, you know, that confident man who is happy about his life, who's, is responsible. He's got a full life. He's smart, right? So you want to be confident, happy, responsible, have a full life. Well, that man, he wants that same thing from you. He wants that same thing from you. So you need to be that woman first before you can offer that to a man and attract that man. And by the way, I do want to say, if you do have questions or comments, go ahead and star 6 as we go through this. Right? So the reason that that man is instinctively looking for that, that that confident grown-up guy is looking for a confident grown-up woman, is because he wants you to take care of yourself emotionally. He really wants to know that you can take care of your happiness emotionally and that you won't be depending on him to do it. He wants to make you happy. We'll talk about that a lot. But he doesn't want to be what you depend on to have that. And he wants to know that you value yourself, right? And you know, that you're happy with who you are and you kindly accept who you aren't. Remember I said one way to really work through this boot camp is to be kind to yourself. That really big time includes accepting who you are not. And having an expectation that you will be loved and that you will be happy in a relationship. That's what that man's looking for. He wants to just feel that when he's getting to know you. And the truth is that, and I don't mean to be unkind, but the truth is, and I know this, I lived it myself, is that some of you aren't meeting really good men because you're not offering him that happy, healthy, hopeful woman. So if this doesn't resemble your life yet, if you're not ready to offer this to a really high-quality man, then this is the first way I want you to be selfish. I want you to take care of yourself by doing, you're already doing this work, by doing some work to create your best life possible. Your happiness has to come first. Okay? Your happiness has to come first. Is anybody, I want to ask, like, is anybody, well, I'll just say, if you have any comments, go ahead and hit star 6. I'll keep going. So you really do need to do that. So I could teach you all these tools, and I'm going to. I'm going to teach you so much about men. You're going to understand men so much more. But this really is about you. This is the third principle of dating like a grown-up, is taking responsibility for your experiences and your outcomes. So part of taking care of yourself is being really clear about what you want and what you don't want. What you want and what you don't want. And then unashamedly going after that. Know what you want. Know what and who will make you happy and what you don't want, and unashamedly going after that. I mean, surprise. I was so surprised when I learned this. I'm telling you, talk about ahas, ladies. This was like my first aha, is that it was all about me and I was responsible for my own happiness. And that's about putting yourself first. So getting out of first date hell, dating in a way to find love, is accepting. And I'm going to start teaching you. If you don't do this, some of you already do this, but I'm going to start teaching you how to do it in a way, how to be selfish in a way that just makes you happier and attracts the right men. And attracts the right men, because, you know, that's an important part of it, right? So be clear about what you want. Ask for what you want. I'm going to give you scripts, verbatim scripts, so you can ask for what you want. So I want to ask you, what comes to mind when I suggest that you should fall in love with yourself? Because that's what we're going to do next. I have a six-step system in the back of your support guide on page 23. You'll see my six-step system. It's my six-step find hope and find him system. And this is what I use in my private coaching and what I'm going to help you with tonight. We're going to go through some of these steps or during the boot camp. And falling in love with yourself is the first step. Taking care of yourself, taking care of your own happiness is the first step. And it helps you, when I talked earlier about, you know, becoming a skilled dater and how that doesn't mean you're going to be, you know, inauthentic or you're going to be kind of manipulative. This, what we're going to do next, is quite the opposite. It's completely opposite. This is about helping you go out in the world knowing and expressing your true and real self and really fully appreciating who you are, really appreciating how spectacular, how special, how strong, and how loving a woman you are. So we're going to start working on falling in love with yourself, and we're going to start working on expressing that woman to the men you meet. This is absolutely transformational when you do this work, ladies. Anybody that's worked with me on this, and a few of you here or who are listening to the recording are doing this as a review. When you focus on falling in love with yourself and you know how to express yourself, it's really transformational and really fun. So what comes to mind when I suggest that you fall in love with yourself? I'd like to hear from you. I'd like you to star six and just let me know what comes to mind when I suggest that you fall in love with yourself. I can wait. Everyone's shy. And by the way, when you do participate, oh, great, thanks, ladies. When you do participate, it's so helpful to other women because I know all of you. In fact, somebody emailed me when we first started, okay, where are you? Somebody emailed me and said, I can't wait to meet all these sensational women. Pamela, right? Put it on the page. So, okay, I've got some answers. What comes to mind when you What comes to mind when I say fall in love with yourself? Who did I unmute here?
I think, is it me?
It's you.
Darcy.
Okay. Hey, Darcy.
Hi. I'm so happy to be here.
Me too.
I'm
glad you're here.
To fall in love with yourself, I think, means to be kinder and more patient with yourself. I think, you know, we've kind of grown up being really hard on ourselves.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a black dot, isn't it? You know what I mean? It's something that we kind of, things happen in our lives and all we see is what we did wrong. Why it's our fault or what we could have done better. Okay.
Right.
I love that. So just be kinder and more patient. Oh, that's so good. Thanks, Darcy. Okay, 337. Hi.
Hi, can you hear me?
I sure can. Who's this?
This is Lori.
Hey, Lori. So what comes to mind?
What comes to mind for me is being able to accept myself and be comfortable in my own skin and just appreciate, you know, who I am and where I am in life.
I love that. It is a journey, isn't it?
It's a very long journey.
Yeah. does it feel comfortable or uncomfortable? Like when I really, you know, talk about me first, think of yourself first, your happiness comes first. How does that, do you feel comfortable with that, or is it kind of a discomfort?
It's kind of a discomfort because I've been a mother and a wife for so long that I've never been first place.
Yeah.
I've always been second, third, or fourth. And yeah. Now it's just me, and I have to learn to put me first. And that's difficult because I feel like I'm being selfish.
Yeah. I get it. But you're willing to learn it because you're here.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you. I really appreciate that because I know a lot of other women feel the same way. Like, how do I do that? Okay, well, that's why I'm here. I'm going to teach you how to do this. You're going to get really good at it. And by the way, for those of you who, like, the reason I do this is because none of you will be, will end up being the me chick. Right, Lori? Like, going over to the other, complete other side of, you know, of the line, if I say I want you to focus on you and your happiness, I don't worry you're going to end up being this, you know, completely selfish, unfeeling woman to men. I'm trying to get you to the middle. Does that make sense?
I want to be a dynamic person.
Good, good. So it's all about getting you to, you know, getting you to the middle. Not about, and some of you are already there, which is great, which is awesome. But for those of you who, when I say fall in love yourself, put yourself first, think of your happiness first, if you're like going, ew, that feels kind of icky, stay with me in the white space because I'm going to help you do it. I'm going to help you do it. All right, thanks, Lori. I really appreciate it. Okay. And what does it feel like when I talk about falling in love with yourself?
For me, it's about knowing that you have a lot to offer to a relationship. Sometimes I feel like when I meet other people that they've had more experiences than I have, but yet I realize that that I do have a lot to offer.
Awesome. And who's this?
This is Chris.
Hey, Chris. Good. Okay. I'm going to teach you, and I'm going to show you how to express that in just a few minutes, what you have to offer. Because, you know, how many of you have, like, had experience sitting with a man and, like, you know, really telling him about yourself and telling him about your life and telling him about what you want, and you're going to learn how to do that. How does that feel?
Yeah, that's what I have difficulty with is kind of selling myself, so to speak, is
sure.
Saying that, you know, I do have a lot to offer and I have experiences and I have wisdom. And I have understanding and compassion, but I have a hard time expressing that.
Ah, I love that. Wisdom, understanding, and compassion. You know, we're going to talk a lot about that next week in terms of how important that is to men, but I want you to know that understanding and compassion is exactly what the men you want are looking for. Exactly. So, you know, climbing mountains and saving the world and skinny thighs are not on the top of men's list. Understanding, compassion, passion, that's on the top of men's list. Does that surprise you?
Some, but maybe not. Totally, I think that men do want that understanding and compassion, but I think they have a hard time. Well, I don't know what they think, but I don't know. I just feel like I have a hard. I feel like I need to meet some certain expectation, and I feel like I always fall short.
all right, sweetie. Well, I really appreciate what you're saying, Chris. Because again, other women definitely share it, and I'm going to check with you. After this week, I want to hear how this goes for you, how this next part goes for you and learning how to express that to men.
Okay.
Okay? You don't fall short. Maybe just your communication skills fall short. Make sense?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, my
okay.
Communication skill is my weakest link.
It was, my dear. Well, we're going to fix that. Okay, so thank you. I really appreciate it, Chris. One more. Hey, Peggy.
Hi. For me, I mean, the first person who came on who really talked about compassion and really, I think it's a combination of that plus letting go and willing to see ourselves undamaged. Growing up, I think, as many of us did, with all these negative messages that made us feel unworthy or undeserving, to really be able to heal that, to every day feel good about yourself. That's a whole journey. That's a whole process.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
And it is, and thanks for that. And you know, we have limited time in this boot camp, obviously. So this step, for instance, that we're doing, you know, some women may spend weeks and weeks on it. We're really focusing here. I know you know this, by the way. I mean, we're really focusing here on these skills specifically for dating. But here's the great thing. Sometimes just taking different action and getting a different reaction can knock down walls, can recalibrate your beliefs in such meaningful ways. Because just like when I say to women, go out in the world and make eye contact and say hello to men, and they're petrified of it. But when they start doing it, and they're petrified because they have all these beliefs about men, right? But when they start doing it and they start getting really great results and men start smiling and men start saying hi and they seem delighted, which happens 98% of the time, then it helps let go. Do you know what I mean? Because you're having a new experience. And I think new experience creates new truth. So that's what I want to help you with these new skills and new information. But what you're saying is so true, just, you know, letting go. Okay, thank you. All right, ladies, thanks. I really, really appreciate your participation because, again, it helps everyone. Helps everyone. So here's the thing about falling in love with yourself, right, and loving yourself. The loving yourself makes you more loving to others. Loving yourself makes you more loving to others. And I think that in a lot of ways we think, you know, because we think being all into ourselves makes us selfish, that can't possibly be true, that we're going to be better to other people. But the fact is that when you do learn to love yourself and you do learn to, just like, you know, you were talking about, sort of just accept who you are, then the ability to extend that to someone else grows exponentially. Because when you think of it, how can you fully extend it if you can't do it yourself? How can you fully extend it if you can't do it yourself? So here's what I want, what I'm trying to give you here are literally are like reasons why it's okay to give you permission to go for this. Give you permission to go for this loving yourself feeling. That's like 100% I dig myself, right? Going for that feeling. So when I talk about it makes you better and more loving person to others, I'm talking about like the real love. I'm talking about fearless, open, heartfelt love where you can have complete trust in yourself and complete trust in him. Complete trust in yourself and complete trust in him. So whether you realize it or not, the relationship you have with yourself really does set the pattern for how you connect with others. And so when you nurture yourself and take care of yourself, men see that. And what happens when you allow yourself to do this is you have a greater trust in your decision-making. You have a greater trust in your decision-making because you recognize yourself as your own best friend, right? Whoever is in your life that you trust, it's because you love them, because you admire them. And that needs to be you first. That needs to be you first. So when you have that trust in yourself, you create an like constructive inner dialogue. And then you can become your own support system, your inner support system. There's a lot of the things, any fears that you have, you know, when you look at that wall of I dare you, any fears that you have around men, they won't like me, you know, they will do this to me, they don't tell the truth. Any mistrust you have of men is really about mistrust of yourself. It's really about mistrust of yourself. And when you're dating, that's what holds so many of us back, is this kind of mistrust of the idea that we're going to make good decisions. So that's one reason that it's so important that you allow yourself to fall in love with yourself and just embrace it. Embrace it. And again, we only have a limited time on this piece, but if you think of it just being open to it, I want to read you this real quick. I think it'll help you be open to it. Loving yourself isn't conceit, it's love. Love means acceptance, kindness, encouragement, and care. Conceit is none of those things. Conceit is thinking a person is better than others and in thoughts and words determined to prove it. With love, doubt disappears, fears fade, and there's a comfort that develops which makes even being alone a place of solace. You will help to heal and inspire others just by being yourself. You will help them discover that it's possible for them too. Loving yourself is a beautiful gift. Loving yourself is a beautiful gift. And the second reason falling in love with yourself is really important is because it is a freaking man magnet. It's a man magnet. So I want you to think about women that you know or that you've been around and think about the woman that gets all the attention from men. Think about the woman that gets all the attention from men, and is she the prettiest one? Is she the skinniest one? Is she the richest one? I mean, you almost know somebody that just is a man magnet. And generally, she's not the richest, she's not the skinniest, she's not the prettiest, she's the happiest. She's the friendliest. She's the woman who is relaxed and seemingly connected, right? She's not in her own head. She's not wondering if people like her. She's just a woman who likes herself and who can be there in the moment. And she's a woman who takes care of her own needs, too. She's the one who says, oh, thank you, when a man offers to buy her a drink. She says, yes. That's the woman that the men are paying attention to. Being that woman really, really is a man magnet. I've got a question from Susie. Hold on one second.
Hello.
Hello, my dear.
Oh, hi. I have a question. Do you have any tips for people who, for women who start off as that really super confident women and attract men, but then as they get involved, they kind of start doing more and more to please the man and they kind of lose themselves?
Uh-huh. Yes. I do. Actually, I don't have a specific tip, but you're in the right place for that. Because it's not just one specific thing, but it's kind of a bigger idea of really focusing on you. So I will definitely get to that. It's a really good question because I just had somebody today, my neighbor, who's just madly in love with this wonderful man and holding back in a big way because she's afraid of losing herself. And that's kind of what you're talking about, right?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, we all know that. We've all done it. Yeah. And by the way, did you complete the questionnaire on that survey that I sent? Okay, so we're going to work together on an exercise coming up. I'm glad you're
here. Okay, great. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Okay, so if you have trouble giving yourself permission for this, here's the two reasons. It makes you more loving to others, and it really is a man magnet. So I want you to do an exercise. I want you to do an exercise and close your eyes. Close your eyes. And I want you to imagine yourself with in a really comfortable place with people that you really like and you know like you. So it's at a party, it's, you know, lying, sitting by a pool, it's on a vacation, whatever. Imagine yourself, close your eyes, and imagine yourself in a place that's really comfortable with people that you're really comfortable with. And I want you to watch yourself. Watch yourself as you interact with these people. How are you being? How are you being? What are you doing? What are you doing physically, outwardly? What are you feeling inward? With these people in this comfortable, these people that you feel safe with in this comfortable place, who are you? I'm going to give you just a minute to complete the exercise and write down your thoughts on page 11. So I'm going to give you just a minute. I'll be right back. Okay, so I'd love to hear from someone, from a couple of you. I'd love to hear from you and hear how you're being. You're in this comfortable place, these people that you like and trust and feel good with. How are you being? Anyone? Hi there.
Hi, this is Chris again.
Hey, Chris. How are you being?
So you're, huh?
Go ahead.
So you're asking how we're being, interacting, and feeling with friends and family?
Yeah, you're in a safe place. You're with people that, you know, you're in a comfortable place, and you're with people that you feel good with. And just how are you interacting? How are you feeling? How are you connecting with them? How are you being?
I'm doing good. I guess just to give you a brief background, I was.
Well, hang on one second, though. I'm sorry to stop you, but so with this exercise, I want you to imagine yourself in that place, and just share with me how you're feeling, how you're being with these people.
You come out with my friends and family.
Yeah, this is an exercise of just, like I said, you know, closing your eyes and imagining yourself in this place, imagining yourself with friends and family, and just, you know, like, are you laughing? Are you talking? Are you, you know, are you sharing? How would you be?
I'm laughing, talking, sharing, being open. Enjoying
cool.
Other people in my life. So
cool. Anything else? Anything?
Sharing feelings, something I never used to do, but learning to share my feelings. Nice. And just being truly honest and opening myself up, which is something I've never done before.
Nice. Great. Laughing, sharing, being open, enjoying yourself, enjoying other, getting to know, right, hearing from other people, sharing
mm-hmm.
feelings. Wonderful. Great. Thank you, Chris. That's good. So now what I want you to do is I want to ask you to imagine a different situation. Imagine yourself on a date. Imagine yourself on a date, first date, with a man.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe you're sitting across from him at, you know, dinner table or having coffee. And just kind of put yourself in that place and imagine yourself. And how are you being?
Guarded. Not wanting to reveal too much. Wanting to impress without them seeing the real. Idealizing.
Right.
The good things about me, I guess, and hiding the not so good.
Mm. Awesome. Yeah, are you having fun?
It's so new to me, honestly, that I don't know that I'm not. I don't know if that makes sense or not.
Yeah. Well, are you relaxed?
I'm somewhat relaxed because I'm guarded, because I don't reveal too much.
Yeah.
So I'm okay.
That's interesting. Relaxed because you're guarded. Think about that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, interesting. Well, I really appreciate, do you see in this exercise, when you think about who you are with, you know, your friends and family, you know, with people
mm-hmm.
that you like and trust, versus, you know, so you've got this, you know, laughing, sharing, being open, you know, and you said, you know, you were talking about you specifically are learning to open up and be more honest, right, and share
yes.
your feelings.
Yes.
But with him, but with your date, you're guarded, not wanting
mm-hmm.
to reveal, wanting to impress him, not wanting to see the real you, hiding what you consider are the bad things.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And so I want you all, I this is so great, Chris, because I'm sure that when I do this exercise, the majority of women have the same kind of experience, right? So with people
mm-hmm.
that you really like, you're this way, but with a date, you're that way.
Yeah.
And, you know, the people that you feel really good with and that you like and that you're comfortable with, do you think they know the real you?
Yeah, I think they do.
Yeah. When you are the real you, that's when people like you. This is what happens to so many of us. This was definitely my experience. This, what you're describing your wall of I dare you. Does that make sense?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. Like, I dare you to get inside. I dare you to climb my wall. I dare you to get to know me. And sometimes we think that the man who does is like the one who's real, you know, who really digs me. You know, if he'll climb my wall, if he'll get past my exterior, you know, then he's a good guy. The real one, you know, the good one will do that. But men don't climb our walls. Men, especially grown-up men, those men that I talked about, the confident, happy guys, you know, positive, relationship-minded men, they have no interest in climbing your wall. And they want to see that woman you are with your friends. Just like your friends dig you, the right guy's going to dig you too.
Yeah.
Make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense. Just got blindsided a couple times with some of the men that did show interest, and was kind of blindsided by that. So it took me by surprise, and I'm having to learn to accept that.
Accept that men show interest?
Except that certain men show interest.
Oh, yeah.
I see men show interest that doesn't surprise me, but I've recently come across a couple that did show interest that kind of blindsided me a little bit, and I wasn't expecting it.
Yeah, well, that's definitely, you know, the idea of being a good picker is part of this, part of taking care of yourself, and you're going to learn that next, you're going to learn a lot about that next week,
mm-hmm.
and really, really how to identify men very quickly, how to get to know men very quickly in a real way.
Yeah.
So your experience with this, you know, with how you are in quote-unquote real life and then how you are with men, I want you all to, hopefully you all did this exercise, and you, if you are different, then what we're going to do for the rest of the time today is really, really look at how to help you be that, feel qualified, for lack of a better word, to be that same woman with the men you meet. And that doesn't mean giving them all your secrets. It doesn't mean pouring your heart out. It doesn't mean any of that. But that woman who can be relaxed and laugh and have fun and, you know, be open and just enjoy yourself and like you said, Chris, enjoy being with other people. Going out and dating as that woman, that's what helps you date in a way that you're going to, it's going to lead you to love. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense, and it also dares me to strive for what I truly want and not to accept what I think I should get. Does that make
good.
Sense?
Good. I love hearing that, man. Yeah. Absolutely.
Which is a step forward for me, so.
Yeah. Well, we're going to keep working on that, so you're going to get more help from me in that area. But so thank you for this. It was really good, very, very helpful, I know, for everyone. And for those of you who are with me, those of you who are listening to the recording later on, you know, part of, like I talked about, doing the homework, doing the exercises is a huge part of this process. So I want to make sure that if you're listening to the recording, for instance, that you stop the recording right now and you do this exercise. Hopefully you already did it, but you go back like I did with Chris and really look at it and analyze it and think about ways that you can take the real you and put it into your dating life. Thank you, Chris. I really appreciate your participation. Okay. So I want to tell you right now that some of you may be thinking, like, what's all this? And the reason I'm saying that is because, like, what does this have to do with being a good dater? And I'm hoping that I'm showing you that this idea about focusing on yourself and this idea of putting yourself first and being able to be relaxed and be yourself on dates, remember that part about it's a man magnet. It's a huge, huge man magnet. So if you're dating and you're not attracting the right guys, right, if you're, even your online profile, for those of you who are online, I want you to really start thinking about how you're presenting yourself and how you're just being. You're not selling yourself, like I think maybe, I forgot who mentioned that, maybe Susie, but how you're just being. And if you're not showing up as that open, you know, laughing woman, then maybe that's why you're not attracting the right men. That's why when you're going on dates, you're not asking, getting asked out again. So really give yourself permission to focus on you. And make sure that you're looking through your own lens. And by that I mean when you're judging yourself, and unfortunately we do that, when you're judging yourself, make sure you're judging yourself with your own values, with what you think is important, with what you feel is meaningful and special, not what your parents thought, not what the media thinks, not what your ex thinks but you. And remember that you're not 18 anymore. You're not 25 anymore, right? So this isn't about getting guys to like you. Really important. Focusing on you means it's about you finding a man that you like and that you pick, not about who likes you and who picks you. And really be open to assessing your old patterns and beliefs about yourself. And are they true? Are they serving you? And lastly, I really want to help you learn to brag. I want to help you allow yourself to brag and learn to brag. So let's go through this exercise. I'm going to start you on this exercise in the next couple pages. And then you're going to continue it through the week. But this is about learning how to brag. It's about learning how to brag. And first, in order to do it to men, because that's what I'm going to teach you to do, is bring out that shiny stuff when you meet men. You need to be able to learn it yourself. So a lot of you just don't go around saying, oh, yeah, this is what's great about me. Maybe you can recite your resume. So let's kind of start with that. So on page 13, we're looking at what skills, qualities, attributes, attitudes do you employ to be successful in your life? So right now, in other parts of your life, in your career, in your relationship with your family, in your friendships, you know, in what you've achieved, what skills, qualities, attributes, attitudes do you employ to be successful? So I want to give you a few minutes and ask you to write down some of these. And I'm going to ask someone to go through this exercise with me. So if you want to be chosen to go through this exercise and have me, I want to walk you through it so I can model what it looks like and we can get to some really, you know, yummy, juicy stuff. So please *6. And let me know so when the time comes, I have you there and we can walk through this exercise and the one that comes up next. So let me give you some examples, right? What skills, attributes, attitudes? Like, you know, you're successful in your career. What have you, you know, what do you use? What have you used? What have you employed of yourself that has made you successful? You know, maybe your intelligence. Maybe you're resourceful. Maybe you're friendly. You study, you know, you like to learn. Maybe that's helped you to be successful in your life. You're open to change. I mean, you're all here, so you have somewhat openness to change. What things about you make you successful, have made you successful in your life? And I want someone to *6 and do this exercise with me. What has made you successful? Thank you, dear. Okay. Awesome. Okay, good. Hi there. Are you there? I've unmuted you. It shows Bernadette.
Yes, that's correct. Sorry.
Hi, my dear.
I didn't realize.
That's okay. Were you muted?
Okay.
So, you going to walk through this exercise with us?
Oh, yes.
Good for you. Thank you. Okay, so what comes to mind when I ask this question?
One that I haven't put down, but that came to mind just then, was the willingness to put myself out there and to put myself on the line. I have an absolute fear of criticism, and yet I am willing to put myself out there to be criticized.
Oh, wow, that's great. So, like, really, really, even though you have, what's that?
Like, doing this, I feel very, very uncomfortable, extremely uncomfortable putting myself out there with you right now. But I've done it anyway.
There you go. I love it. Good for you. That's a great skill, is to be able to overcome your fear and still move forward. What else?
I'm stubborn.
Okay.
but I'm very determined, so they go hand in hand. I have a very well-developed internal strength. With some of the things that have gone on in the last 2 years, I've had friends and colleagues expecting me to fall over, and then they've witnessed that, no, I have an internal strength that where I just keep going no matter what until it's safe for me to fall over. I always seek to do better, to learn more. I'm always questioning. I'm a teacher. I'm on school holidays at the moment, so that's why I can do this. But even in my job, the reason why I am a good teacher is because I don't sit back and say, okay, I can't do better. I'm always looking to improve. I'm always looking to see how I can improve.
Wow, okay. Awesome. So let's go ahead. I want to ask you, and by the way, I really admire that you're doing this. Like you said, you kind of, it's like moving through it, even though you're scared. That's a really wonderful quality, and it's a good quality when you're dating and when you're looking for love.
I'm an introvert, but I'm an introvert that fights through that.
Okay.
And it is fighting it.
Yeah, it's funny that I hear a lot of women say, oh, yes, I'm an introvert. And I think, wow, there's kind of like a given, like, I'm an introvert, so dating must be hard. But we're going to sort of work through that. I want to ask you, so you've got all these really great qualities. You know, you're determined. You've got this internal strength. You expect a lot, you know, always to do better yourself. You're always looking to improve. You move past your fear. Those are fantastic qualities. And I'm sure that for your career, that has helped you tremendously. Those have helped you tremendously. But what I want...
You saved my job.
Good. Good. And that's really, really important. Here's the thing. What you're focusing on now, what you're looking for now, is a different goal, right? It's a different goal from your career. And so what I want to help you do, and all the women here, is focus on different skills and different qualities. So a lot of women are like you. You can sort of like talk about how determined you are, how much you've accomplished, how, you know, sort of tough, whatever word, stubborn. Those are all really great qualities, and they got you where you are professionally. But I want to now have you all work on qualities that are personal, that are about relationships, that are about feelings.
I'm actually working through all of that right now with a therapist.
Good.
Because a lot of what I'm saying that I apply to my work, I am also somebody who's super, super hard on myself.
Yeah, that's clear.
And,
I mean, when you're always trying to do better, Yeah, they come hand in hand. So let me ask you something, because I'm sorry to interrupt you. I just want to get sort of direct to these questions. When you think about you as a friend, as a, you know, like who you are when you show up for your sick friends, or when you, I don't know, do things that you enjoy doing, just, you know, socially, things that make you cry, things that you just love about, you know, parts of yourself in your life. When you think about who you are personally, and when you're talking about connection with people in your life, like your relationships, then what qualities come up?
Loyalty. Loyalty to the point where I end up getting badly hurt. Long story, we won't go there. Compassion.
Okay.
The fact that I do think of others, and I'll often put other people ahead of myself, including people who don't deserve it.
Mm-hmm. So isn't it interesting that you're giving me these qualities, but following with why they don't serve you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you're not alone.
I end up putting myself last.
Yeah. Well, you're learning to put yourself first now. Right. So you're loyal and you're compassionate. So do you think you're a good friend?
I try to be.
What makes you a good friend? So if I say I'm a good friend, you look on page 14 and this says I'm a good friend because, what makes you a good friend? Harder, right?
It is a lot harder because I don't have a wide circle of friends.
Some people have one friend.
I know. I listen.
Okay.
And I try to be there for other people. I don't know.
It's hard, huh?
It is. It's very hard.
That's part of this exercise. This is the idea that, you know, we can most of us can rattle off our resume like you did. Basically, you gave me your career success. But then when you look at who you are as a person,
yep.
It's kind of harder. So let me ask you: do you like what you do for a living?
Depends on the day.
Yeah. Okay. Generally, overall?
Yeah, I think I do.
And
I think I do.
Why do you like it?
Because I try to have a positive effect on the lives of my students. As in any school, I have students there that come from a wide variety of backgrounds, and sometimes I might be the only positive person they've got in their life.
Mm.
And I do have kids in that situation.
So let me stop you there, because that's so wonderful. Here's where it gets to. I'm getting to the point, ladies. Here's where focusing on yourself, there's two things at play here. One is all the things that you gave me, you know, the list that you gave me that was relatively easy for you to give, and you were strong, you know, you gave it to me, and like, you know, I'm stubborn, you know. Those are your masculine qualities. Those are generally masculine qualities, right? You know, you're decisive, you're determined, you know, you're always looking to improve and move forward. You move past your fear. Those are really valuable, but they're masculine qualities. And then when so many of us, we live in that so much with our work. When we're trying to connect with men, the men that we want are masculine men, right? Do you want a man who's confident and strong and intelligent and will do things for you? Do you want a man like that?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. Everyone here wants a man like that. That man is a masculine man, and he's looking for a feminine woman.
Yes.
And in order to really connect with men when you meet them and on dates, I want to help you bring her out and express her. Because just like you, you're not the only one struggling with this. Almost every woman I've ever worked with struggles with being able to express who they are in that way. So here's how it works in real life. So generally, I don't know if they ask where you live, but where we live, everybody always asks, what do you do for a living?
I used to be an expat. It's
a very American thing. So when somebody says, what do you do for a living? You could say, I'm a teacher.
Yeah.
Or you could say, I'm a teacher and I love it because I'm able to have such a positive effect on lives of my students. In fact, sometimes I'm the only person in their life that can do that for them.
Yeah.
You see the difference?
Mm-hmm.
Pardon?
First is very much facts and bang and just a couple of sentences. The other is more bringing out why.
Yeah. It's taking the fact of being a teacher and giving him the feeling behind it.
Yeah.
And almost every woman I work with loves her job because there's some aspect of helping people. Chemical engineer, teacher, musician.
Sorry,
whoa, what's that?
That's my phone. Excuse me for a minute.
Sure, I'm going to mute you for a second. So this idea about being able to...
I'm back. Hello? No. Okay, sorry about that.
Hi, ladies. I just got disconnected, so I apologize for that. So we were talking about this idea about your masculine and your feminine, right? And the idea that you're used to expressing all these like really masculine things about, oh, I'm so smart. Oh, I have this great job. Oh, I take care of my children. Those are all really great, but what I want you to do in this exercise and over the next week is I want you to really start focusing on more on that woman that you describe when you're with your friends, that woman that's open and happy and sharing and enjoying making connections. Maybe she's even touching other people, right? She's joyful. The woman who loves her job because it's helping people. The woman who cries at movies, who can't, not pet a dog when they walk by. When you think about your masculine and your feminine qualities, again, men really, that's what men are looking for. Men are looking for your feminine. The men that you want, the masculine men that you want, are looking for that feminine part. And I'm going to give you so much more next week about this piece. But when you're talking about falling in love with yourself, and part of it is getting to know yourself, and giving yourself permission to embrace that part of you, because you probably haven't done it for a really long time. So when you look at masculine qualities, you're talking about this, you know, direction and logic and focus and integrity and discipline. But the feminine is your, it's kind of like what you were talking about earlier. It's your compassion, your affection, your nurturing, your sensuality, your patience, even gentleness. Those are the qualities that your masculine man is looking for. And by the way, we're going to start a Q&A session in a few minutes. So if you have questions for me, I want to go ahead and have you star six so I can ask your, answer your questions. And it can be about anything. But again, I want to make sure you ask them concisely. I want to open up the Q&A. So star six and get in line to ask me your questions during our Q&A session. But this idea about really getting to know yourself and falling in love with yourself, you can't do it unless you learn to get to know this side of you, this part of you. And not only get to know her, but get to tell men about her, right? So when he asks, what do you do for a living? You don't say, oh, I'm a teacher. When he asks, where do you go out for vacation? You don't say, I go to Hawaii. You say, I go to Hawaii and I love going there because the sun just makes, like, revives me. And I just love laying around the beach and doing nothing. If that's why you go to Hawaii, if that's why you vacation in some area like that, sharing that information with a man, he may look at you like you're freaking crazy and go, oh God, that is so not for me. I'd rather, you know, go to Italy and, you know, take 6 months in the Orient, you know, in Asia. But that's okay. You're sharing something about yourself that's important to you, that you enjoy. And if it's not for him, it's not for him. But if it is for him, then you learn something about each other that actually is meaningful. You're not just like going through a checklist. When you say, I love my job because I love that I have a positive effect on these children because they live really difficult lives and I'm the, you know, sometimes the only positive influence, your man that you're with is either going to say, wow, that's really great. What a great job that you have. Tell me more about that. Or I would do that. If you told me that, that's what I would do. I want to know more about that. I admire it. It tells me so much about you. It tells me not just that you love to teach, but it tells me that you really care about other people and that you work toward the goal of helping other people. So the wrong guy is going to go, oh, and he'll change the subject or he'll ask you some other stupid question because he doesn't care. That's okay. It's like we were talking about earlier. This isn't about you getting a man to like you. This is about you finding a man that you like. So what you're going to be going through for the rest of the week on page, starting on, you're going to do it with the exercises we've done so far, but on page 15, what do you love about your grown-up sexy self? I really want you to start writing down what you love about yourself. What do you love about yourself? Do you love that you make friends easily? Do you love that you cry at the slightest little thing? Do you love that you are there for your friends when they need you? Do you love that you love your children unconditionally, or that you have children that love you? Do you love your eyelashes? Do you love that you snort when you laugh? What do you love about yourself? Do you love that you're patient? That you let people be themselves? That you're interested in getting to know people? That you're tolerant of other people's quote-unquote flaws? Do you love that you love to learn? Do you love that you have the courage to take this course because it's not something you would have ever done before? So, what do you love about yourself? And then, what do you love about your life? Page 17, what do you love about your life? When we're talking about being a skilled dater, ladies, knowing yourself, knowing what you want, and being able to express it is the number one most important thing. Because if you can imagine yourself going out, like Chris was, going out on a date as the woman that she is with her friends, you can see you're going to attract much better men. You're going to get more dates. So what do you love about your life? Do you love that you get to wake up on Sundays and read the paper? Do you love that you have the opportunity to do the work that you do because it helps other people? Do you love that you have wonderful friendships in your life, or that you have a good relationship with your kids? Or do you love that you get to get your nails done every week? That you love to, do you love that you can wake up and like read a book every week? Really important. What do you love about your life? Because I want you to be able to express that to the men you meet. I want you to be able to express that to the men you meet. What do you love about your life? Can you see how that just makes such a difference? I love, love being able to not leave the house on weekends until like 11 a.m. I love just putzing around the house. If I say that to some guy and he looks at me like, oh, God, and he's like the guy that's like up and out at 5 a.m. every morning, he's not my guy. Luckily, Larry is like me. Okay, I have a couple questions, and I'm going to get to the Q&A. But I want to be really, really clear. This is your homework. This is your homework. And it's not just something you do in one sitting. You kind of do it, and then you kind of think about things during the week, and you kind of go back and add to it what you love about yourself, what you love about your life. One thing that you can do that's really awesome is ask somebody that you're close to what they love about you. Ask somebody what they love about you. Talk about like getting over something scary. That's usually really scary to the women who I give this to. But if you're struggling, ask a friend. Ask a really good friend or family member that you trust, what do you love about me? You'd be amazed and delighted, and they would be delighted to tell you. Because they love you. At the beginning of the session next week, I'm going to ask a couple of you to share with me what you came up with, what you love about yourself and what you love about your life. And then I'm going to work through that information and help you start creating what I call your nuggets. On page 19, your nuggets are little pieces of information about yourself, like I'm a teacher and I love it because, that you will start using when you're on dates and when you're talking to men to help them get to know you. And in turn, you'll get to know them because the way they respond to what you say tells you so much about them. Instead of going on dates and having that silly small talk, so what do you like to do on weekends? Oh, I do this and I do that. Oh, how long have you lived here? Oh, I've been here 12 years. I used to live in Wisconsin. I mean, that's all information that doesn't let you dig in and doesn't let you get to know someone. So you're going to take the lead. I'm going to teach you to take the lead by loving yourself and knowing how to express yourself so that you can talk about yourself and the conversation will flow one way or another. And if it's a guy that's good for you, it's miraculous. Because you're going to share and be open, and he will respond. Men respond so, so clearly, positively to these when women use these nuggets, because they're used to just women not opening up. So stop that. You're not going to do that anymore. So I'm going to have you do this homework. I will ask you to, again, next week, I want you to email me if you want me to review the work, your work live at the beginning of our call next week. I want you to email me what you have of what you love about yourself and what you love about your life, and I'll give you feedback on the call, the first couple people that email me. Okay? And then we're going to start working on that other part about loving yourself, and that's being a really good man picker. Not wasting your time on the wrong guys and really, really understanding who's going to make you happy. Okay, let me go ahead and answer some of your questions. Okay. Hi there, I don't have your name here, but I've unmuted you. Who's this?
Is it me?
You're here.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It's hard to hear when you come back on. Sorry about that. I'm not sure if this is a – maybe you're going to answer this as we go on. I'm not having any trouble really attracting men and having a good time on dates. My struggle is that they seem wanting to sort of be almost commitment-minded so soon that it starts me kind of to panic. And then I kind of get in agenda mode where I feel a real serious pressure in trying to decide whether they're right for me too soon.
Mm, I get it. And then do you kind of make bad decisions?
I think I've cut a lot loose before I've felt ready to. I think I start to think then, instead of what's good for me, you know, whether I dare kind of feel like I'm leading them on until I decide when they seem so ready too quickly.
Yeah, I love that question. I do. And I know, you know, there's literally hundreds of women that signed up for this course. So everybody's, you know, we're all at different places. This is a really, really good question. Next week, we are gonna work really deeply on how you're going to recognize a man who could potentially make you happy. And instead of just going by, like, intuition and kind of feeling and having maybe some superficial, you know, sort of things that you can check off, I'm going to help you really make some decisions that you feel confident about. And then, so that you don't let a good guy go. And remember that, and this is for all of you, if you have any problems with saying no, like a lot of women, they go with a guy who asks. Remember that they're grown-ups, just like you, and they're responsible for themselves. And as long as you're kind and honest to them, that's all you can do. So if you've got a guy that's really, you know, going after you and you're not feeling it, then telling him that you just don't think you're a good match is all you can do.
It seems like you should give them some time, though. I mean, it's you not should. Like I'm feeling super turned off or there's some gigantic red flag. I just think that I'm needing more time to decide, and they just seem so much quicker, so much more focused.
I'm kind of laughing because a lot of women would wish that. I mean, like, you know, the grass is always greener. Here's the thing. I am going to work with you on how to express your needs. Because if you meet a guy that, you know, when you go through next week's work and you really get clear on what to look for to make a decision, well, this guy has potential to, like, really make me happy. If he wants to go faster than you, then I'm going to help you script how to tell him, you know what, it's really simple. You tell him, I really like you, and I think that I'm interested in getting to know you better. I need to have more time to get to know more about you before I make any kind of decision. And it would make me really happy if you can do this on my timeline. I wouldn't say timeline. Actually, I take that back because he's going to go, well, how long will it take, right?
Well, actually, I did something like that, you know, on a third date. And I just, you know, he reacted very well, but I felt so guilty. He just looked so wounded. Like
He was wounded, but that's okay. He'll live. You did exactly what you should do, and he probably was wounded. But like you said, if he likes you, he's going to go, okay, I can do that. Same thing with sex. A guy wants sex really fast. When you say, you know what, you need to say, I'm really interested. I really like you, and that day may come, but I don't have what I need to do that. They can be wounded, but that's why I'm saying they're grown-ups, and they're responsible for their own actions, and they're responsible for their own happiness, and you can't take responsibility for a guy you hardly know. You need to take care of yourself. This is me first world now.
Very good advice. You're very smart.
Oh, thank you. That makes me feel really good. Thank you. Yeah. So good. Welcome to the white. You know, welcome to that. And you're going to get a lot more next week. So thank you. I really, really. Who is this?
This is Darcy.
Do you not want to share?
Oh, didn't I just?
Sorry, tell me again.
It's Darcy.
Oh, Darcy. Okay. I'm sorry. I don't see your name here. So, okay. Thank you, Darcy. Really good question. Mm-hmm. Okay, I got a couple more, so I may go just a few minutes over today. It's the first time I had all these logistics up front, so I need to. Okay. Okay, hi. I've got five. You're on 510 is your number.
Hi, my name's Jeanette.
Hey, Jeanette.
Hi. I've really liked listening to this conference tonight.
Awesome.
It's really,
for telling
really cool. I don't have a lot of friends that are dating as actively as I am, so I'm trying to develop my people picker, I call it, my man picker, basically. And, you know, one thing I wanted to ask about is when I've dated several men, and, like, for more than three dates, four dates, you know, five, and then eventually I'll kind of decide, well, I better make a decision because I'm starting to feel more attached, and then I'll find that there's something doesn't add up or feels like a red flag. But I'm, mm-hmm. you know, I'm wondering if I'm actually doing the right thing or if I'm being I can't tell if I'm just being too unwilling to work with people or if I'm really doing the right thing.
Yeah, I get it. So it's a little bit what Darcy was talking about, kind of that idea about being able to make really good decisions about who to choose, right? And when we rely on this, when we're relying on this kind of willy-nilly decision-making, it's like intuition, like I call it intuition, but just kind of like this general like, should I or shouldn't I thing, then it doesn't lead us to make good decisions. So what I'm going to do with you next week is give you some really tangible, solid ways to think about should I keep seeing this man or shouldn't I? You know, is he doing this? Am I feeling this way, and this way with him? And if the answer is yes, then I want you to stick around. But if the answer is no, if there's I'm going to work with you on your must-haves, and if there's one must-have that he does not have, you need to leave. It's like having a car with three wheels, as my friend Sandy used to say, or does say.
Okay. I've been not using my feelings and not my intuition. I've actually been, I get what you're saying, though, about the must-haves. What I've been using is sort of like, it is a little bit willy-nilly because it's sort of like what I know and understand about people and their patterns. And my concern is that I'm going to get a guy that's not healthy, you know, inside.
Yeah.
So I'm really vigilant about that. And if I suspect, oh, that's a pattern I don't want to be part of, then boom, I have no qualms about ending it. So
I understand that, but in a way that's a black dot. Do you know what I mean? In a way, like, you know, I'm guessing something in the past happened where you had a guy that was really unhealthy, or you know that's like an option, you know, that can happen, and you're kind of looking for the black dots. You're looking for the signs. Yeah. So if you look, you're going to find them because everyone's got something really weird and freaky and strange about themselves. Do you know? Like everyone's got, you know, weaknesses and issues and quirks. So what I want to help you do is look at it in a different way and have a new perspective on making your decisions. Instead of looking for the black dots, I want you to not look at him. I want you to really focus on you and how you're feeling, you know? And I encourage you, you know, that exercise that we did, that white space, to think about, get this all the time, like, am I being too picky? Am I being too harsh? Or is this, like, a real thing?
Mm-hmm.
Right? And 9 times out of 10, I shouldn't say that. I'm going to give you like some really clear, a new kind of checklist. But in the meantime, think of this as something that you're focusing on and kind of looking for. And I really do think that if you look for it, you find it. It's like when we look at online profiles. I don't know if you're online dating.
Yeah.
People look at online profiles and we look at what's wrong, not what's right. If you look for what's wrong, you'll always find something wrong. That's why you can look at 200 profiles. Like women do this all the time with me. Look at 200 profiles and not find one guy you like. I don't know if that happens to you, but a lot of women do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Jeanette, okay. So just be realistic about, you know, your kind of your predisposal to find that black dot. And stay with me for next week and see if that helps you look at it in a different way.
Okay.
And it's great that you're meeting all these men, you know, and you're making these connections. I mean, that's really good. That's really good. Now we'll get your kicker fixed.
Okay.
Thanks. Yeah.
Thanks.
All right. Thanks, sweetie. Okay, 423, you're my last question for the night. Who's this?
Oh, this is Chris again.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, I guess my big thing is that I am doing the online dating thing, and I had mentioned earlier about I've been blindsided a couple of times by some of the people that have shown interest, and a lot of them are younger men, and that has quite surprised me and has excited me, actually. And I guess my thing is, too, is maybe it's a technology thing or something, is how to get them kind of past the texting and the emailing and onto the conversation, because I feel like that's where I would be more effective in selling myself, so to speak. And, you know, how forward should I be or not be in that sense?
Yeah. Well, so here's the thing. It's not about being forward. It's about asking for what you want and what you need.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to give you, again, some scripting on that the week after next. But it's about I'm going to give you a preview to next week. So, you know, when they're not contacting you, like they're not picking up the phone and calling you, that obviously doesn't feel very good because you don't want that to happen. You know, you want to change it. So if a man picks up the phone and calls you and, you know, would say, okay, I'll do that. I'll call you. How would that make you feel?
What, are you asking me that question?
Yeah. I mean,
oh,
would it make you feel special? Would it make you feel valued? Would it make you feel...
Both special and valued, yes.
Okay. And are those feelings that you need to have when you're with a man? You better say
the values.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, let's be honest here. Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Hell yeah is the answer, or heck yeah, depending
yes,
on if
absolutely.
You're not rude like me.
Yes.
Okay. So the deal is, if a man's doing something that really is making you feel it's making you feel bad. You don't feel special. You don't feel valued, and it's a reasonable request, like pick up the freaking phone. Then I want you to ask for it. I want you to ask for it. Take care of yourself. Focus on you and ask for it. And he's going to do one of two things. He's going to say, I've had men, like, pick up the phone and call. Like, literally, like, a woman's, like, texted back going, I really – start some positive. I'm really interested in getting to know you. My preference, it helps me get to know people better when we talk on the phone. Here's my number.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be really happy to hear from you. And one of two things is going to happen. He's going to pick up the phone and call you. Or he's going to say no, and that's okay. He's not for you. He's never going to make you feel special and valued. Got it?
Okay.
That's it. Take care of yourself. Now, you're not going to do it on every little thing, right? Like if he wants to go to that Chinese restaurant and you want to go to that one, maybe you might not, you know. These are on your must-haves, and if you must feel that way and what he's doing isn't making you feel that way, then take care of yourself, okay?
So it is okay to expect them, I guess, in the traditional sense, to do the chasing.
Well, we could talk about chasing another day. That's kind of a big topic. with grown-up men, and I'm going to really get into that next week, like big time,
mm-hmm.
all
mm-hmm.
about chasing. So this isn't about chasing. This is about you feel like in order to get to know someone, you need to talk on the freaking phone, and that's a reasonable thing to do.
Reasonable request.
Yes, heck yeah. So ladies, stop thinking, like, stop being afraid to ask for what you need because, you know, we've gone years and years and years thinking the easygoing girl gets the guy. The
mm-hmm.
easygoing woman gets the crappy guy. The woman who doesn't ask for what she wants gets exactly that. Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to help you all start asking for what you want.
Okay.
Okay? So go for it. And I don't care how young he is. You know, they still know how to use a phone. I know. The texting can drive you crazy. So I hope that helps. Does that help?
Yeah, it does because, because there's been a couple of them that I do look young for my age. I've always been told that. But I found it interesting that with the online dating that my age is out there, but yet they're still seeking me out. So it's kind of surprising.
Yeah.
So that's all.
Yeah, well, good for you. Good for you. All right, so I'm going to need to end the call. I'm so sad about that. I'm sorry we went a little bit over, but I did have some time for logistics and so forth, so I wanted to make sure that we got in the coaching time. As a reminder, for boot camp session 2, doing this work that I gave you is really, really important to how you're going to progress through this kind of focusing on yourself and what you need. And again, this is the number one most important part of dating in a way that is fun and enjoyable and attracts the right men and leads you to that special man. So have fun with the homework. If you want me to walk you through next week, then please email me your homework and let me know you want me to walk you through it. And the first 2 of you will get the opportunity to do that live. And have a really good rest of the week. And I want you to absolutely be good to yourself, every one of you. It's really important to be good to yourself. Congratulations on working on boot camp, and I will see you next Tuesday. Okay. Good night, ladies.